Faith is a grace that we should ask for. Beg God to give us the kind of faith in Christ that will sustain us. We're in a series right now called The Biblical Expectations for Church Membership. Mark began this back in January, where he asked the question, what is church for? And the answer that he gave from the Bible is that we're called to be an embassy, ambassadors for Christ, where we are taking a message from one kingdom to another. In other words, from the kingdom of Christ to the kingdom of this world, inviting people to change their citizenship and be part of the eternal kingdom of Jesus. And then he went to Acts 2, and we saw church membership observed with the New Testament church. And the basic expectation is first that to become a member of a church, you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that you've received that gracious gift of faith in Christ, and that you make that faith public by following in believers' baptism, to say to the world, Jesus saved me. And then we saw some expectations, the first of which being worship. The Father was seeking true worshipers in spirit and in truth, we saw from John 4, and that our whole life needs to be an act of worship to this God who loved us enough to send his Son to save us. Then the basic expectation from Hebrews 10 that we would assemble, that we would gather together, that it's not the same if we just kind of hang out at our houses and, I don't know, get on Facebook, but really gathering together, assembling, is what God expects of us as a church. We saw from John 17 with Jesus, he expects us to pray, that when the Holy Spirit comes in, we will cry out, Abba, Father, in prayer for the glory of Jesus and our own joy. And so we pray for one another as a church. Mark taught us from Matthew 6 that it's a basic expectation that we serve, that part of the way we worship God is by serving one another in the body, and that's a joy and a basic expectation of church membership. And then last week we saw the expectation that we would all be those who are proclaiming Jesus, that this is not just something that a pastor or somebody with the gift of evangelism does, but that all of us are sent to tell the lost world that there is hope in Jesus Christ. Today I was given the task to preach on that we are expected to give. And I'll tell you, I can remember from being in college that when I knew the sermon was going to be about giving, I kind of tuned out right then and there. I just will confess. So if any of you are like old me, I'm going to invite you not to do that, because this is a provocative passage in Malachi. And what I want to suggest this morning is just the simple point that God expects us to give because it is a beautiful thing. And he wants our lives to be filled with joy. I have a niece, my first niece, my younger brother, and his wife had a little girl named Olivia. And Olivia Reed just celebrated her first birthday this last month. And my kids wanted to send some birthday presents to Olivia for her first birthday. And so we, Megan and I, had them go and pick out something that meant a lot to them that they wanted to give to Olivia. And Eli and I, a few months back, were in the store, and, you know, we were doing kind of a dad-daughter day, and I remember getting her one of them little, you know, quarter toys that came down, and in it was a cheap little green butterfly necklace. But she just treasured that necklace because, you know, she got it with her dad. And when we were home visiting over the holidays, baby Olivia loved playing with the green butterfly necklace. So Elia, when she's thinking about a gift to give to Olivia, went